from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen, alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. Mike, no excuses with the injuries, but obviously the game did change when Aaron Rodgers was hurt on that opening drive.
Definitely. I mean, a tough loss. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You never want to lose a home game. You definitely don't want to lose to the Chicago Bears. But, you know, Aaron is such a big part of our football team. Clearly, our offense is designed around making the quarterback successful, and in a way we go about it is clearly a compliment to him as a player and a person. But hey, we had plenty of opportunities to win that game. And that's what the game of football is all about. It's about opportunities, making plays. We just did not make enough big plays in the game, particularly in the fourth quarter. We were behind in the big play, category, but I think -5 at halftime. But I thought our guys did a really good job rallying. We had a lot of substitutions, a lot of injuries during the course of the game, and it's a challenge to keep flowing. So forth, but I thought our team really did an excellent job coming out of halftime, responding. We went down, scored. Eddie Lacy set the tempo there with the big run, and then the onside kick was excellent play by Micah Hyde and Jamari. But we just didn't finish it off. We needed to play our best football in the fourth quarter, and it did not happen.
Mike, could you bring us up to date on Aaron's condition and the prognosis as you know it right now?
Yes, as of the time of the shooting of the show, Aaron has a fracture in his clavicle. We did not have a clear read of the injury after the game. There's been another scan done. Actually, the doctors report post game and Tuesday morning, it was much better. So they actually felt better about it after the second scan. But as far as timeline and so forth, we're not that far down the road yet.
That being said, Mike, what do you expect out of Seneca Wallace? And with a full week of reps and getting the timing down, what do you expect out of him against the Eagles?
Well, number one, be comfortable. I thought we did a good job managing the offense as far as the run, staying with the run game, the play action pass. We had some opportunities that we missed, but we had some plays we hit. It really, the thing that really enabled us not to continue to move forward was third down. So, that's something where you can really see the timing and how important the reps are because, we had some opportunities and, it's just that I felt offensively that's what held us back.
Mike, do you think the loss of Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's kind of an omnipresent figure, both sides of the ball and special teams. I mean, when he's not there, I'm sure everybody notices, everybody's affected. Do you think that had a derogatory effect somewhat on your defense, too? Because the defense didn't play like it has been playing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely didn't play the way we felt that we were going to play, on defense. I expected more from them in the game. Chicago did have a significant amount of time to prepare for us and did a good job with that and executed the plan. But yes, you're talking about Aaron Rodgers. You're talking about the best player on our football team. He's clearly the leader of this football team. Everything we do from an investment standpoint, a player acquisition and the resources applied to the team is about making that locker room culture be as good as it possibly can. And he's the point man. He is the point man on that down there in the locker room. So, yeah, definitely. Everybody, hey, I was looking at the tunnel. I'm not going to lie to you. I had to watch the game, and I kept waiting for him to run out of the tunnel. But, it's football, and, it was an opportunity for Seneca. It was really an opportunity for our whole football team to step up. And that's really our disappointment in the loss. It was a really good chance to show our mettle, show what we're all about, to continue to overcome these hurdles that seem to, keep popping up in front of us. And it was an opportunity to miss. So you give credit to the Bears. And we're now working to get ready for the Eagles.
Kind of hand in hand with that, Mike, you were still there in the fourth quarter, and then how tough was it to watch the Bears chew up basically 9 minutes of clock on that drive in the fourth?
Well, it was the key, key drive in the game. It's fourth quarter has not been our strength. Let's be honest, as a team, the whole year. You know, we've been emphasizing it as a football team, and there's been particulars in you know, almost each and every game that we need to do a better job of. I thought our special teams played very well. We had field position, you know, in the fourth quarter, backed up two times, and we were unable to keep them down there. So, particularly, you know, the fourth down, you know, gutsy call there. But, you know, the momentum coming off that call continued to flow, you know, for Chicago. We definitely needed to stop there.
Mike, you mentioned special teams. I'd like to detail that a little bit. You get a block punt, yes. Surprise onsides, you recover it, containing Devin Hester for the most part, and Tim Mastey's punting. I mean, that was a heck of a night for your special teams.
No doubt about it. Clearly a winning performance, you know, and, you know, we lost three linebackers on two plays, you know, so, I mean, Sean Slocum and Chad Moore did a great job of managing the depth chart and getting it right, and our guys just kept playing. So the ball placement by Mason and Tim was excellent, and you know, our guys did a heck of a job on special teams.
Next up, we welcome in our special guest this week, left guard Josh Sitton. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, Pro Bowl guard Josh Sitton.
What's up, man?
Well, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good.
Josh, of course, the big news is Aaron Rodgers and life without Aaron Rodgers for the immediate future. How do you approach that? How do you look at that?
Well, it's tough. You know, he's the best player on this team. He's the face of the franchise, probably the best player in the league, you know, from what I think. So anytime a guy like that goes down, it's a tough challenge for us. But, you know, something Coach said after the game, and said it with authority. I mean, there's no excuses. We're here to win games. We're here to win our division and get to the playoffs and win championships. We got to do whatever we can do individually, you know, and step up our roles. You know, me personally, I think that's something I can do. I can step up and be more of a leader. There's certain guys on this team that are already leaders, but we're just going to have to step up that much more.
Josh, of course, you're in the process, or you've made the switch from right to left guard. And I recently read an article, and I don't want to tell any tales out of school, where you thought Coach McCarthy and Coach Camp and your position coach were basically out of their minds when they were taking this Pro Bowl guy from the right side and moving him to the left side. But you have come to kind of like it and seen the big picture, huh?
Well, I didn't really think they were out of their minds, first of all. I was trying to compliment them.
My words, not yours.
And say they were, you know, they saw something that I didn't see. And it's worked. I mean, There, you know, since it's happened, I've been saying that there's things that I do on the left side better than I did on the right side, and the same with TJ. So, and I think it's a lot in the run game, and I think it's helped in the run game. It took a lot longer than I thought, you know, being on the right side for basically nine straight years, and then switching is tough to do. You know, it took longer than I thought, but I think it's worked.
Mike, in a football sense, what does a Josh Sitton bring to the party?
Well, first off, I'm glad that you asked me a question. Usually when we have linemen up here, I don't even get to talk. So thank you, Larry, for that. Josh Sitton, Pro Bowler, my opinion, future Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, with the ability to extend even further than that. He's a heck of a football player. He does things naturally that you can't teach. And he has so much more in front of him.
Josh, how are you enjoying Eddie Lacy and what he's bringing to the party?
Well, I'm enjoying all those guys, man. You know, Eddie just brings that downhill mentality. I mean, he's, you know, he's always falling forward, and that's what you want to see your running back do. You know, when it looks like he's going to get, you know, 0 yards, he ends up with three or four. He's very patient. And he's a big back, but he's got some quickness. And, you know, one of the biggest things with him coming in is the competition and brought out, I think, in Starks. And Starks is, I think, ran the ball better than he ever has, you know, since he's been here. So that group of guys back there has just, you know, done a tremendous job, and they make us look good up front sometimes.
All right, let's send it over to Lance Allen.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. And first up, Keith, you have a question for Josh.
Yeah, do you like doing that play on the left guard?
Yeah, in the run game, being on the left side, I do things over there better. I feel like I have more power on the left side. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I feel like I just have more strength. So it's been feeling pretty good.
All right, Nicole has a question for the coach.
How does a combination of running backs like Starks and Lacy improve your offense?
Well, your running backs, you can't have enough of them. I mean, it's a very demanding position. And just with the way our offensive line is blocking, to have different guys come in and have the defense have to deal with a change of pace, especially with the way we're blocking things now, and it's very clean. I think our offensive line is performing at a very high level. You could throw Jonathan Franklin in there too. I mean, you're talking about a young man that had over 100 yards against a very good Cincinnati Bengal defense. So it's that change of pace, and heck, you can't have enough good running backs.
And Claire has a question for Josh.
When you guys break the huddle, does Eddie Lacy just go into beast mode?
I saw a lot of excitement and intensity and energy out of him yesterday, and that was fun to see. He's as the year's gone on, he's gotten more and more comfortable with the offense, and he's been able to play faster and just play with that intensity that maybe early in camp and early in the season he wasn't able to, because he's still trying to, you know, fill things out. But, he's gotten a pretty good grasp of this offense and has been able to, you know, turn into that beast mode, like you said, and really play with that intensity and play fast. And when you can play fast, you're going to be doing a lot of good things.
All right. Thank you, Josh, for that. And Josh and Larry will be up on the Telestrator next. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Slot to the left side. Starks, the lone setback. Taylor motions to the offensive backfield. The fullback give is to Starks. Breaks a tackle straight ahead between the hash marks. Inside the 25. And down he goes near the 22.
Welcome back. We're going to talk some ball with Josh Sutton right now. And Josh, we're going to take a look at one of the running plays. And Josh, at this point, like right prior to the snap, is there any calls going on between you guys up front?
Yeah, there's a lot of communication going on. It really starts obviously with Evan Dietrich Smith right here at the center. He's the number one guy when it comes to making calls. He's got to make his call. He'll point to, let's say, this guy. That means that me and him are working up to him, and that'll tell Dave, you know, that he's on the defensive end, and that these two have the next linebacker or safety, whoever it may be. So the communication starts with Evan, and then that, you know, tells everybody else where they're going.
Okay, let's roll the tape. And if you could kind of coach us through this thing, what's important here, Josh, as you guys are working together right here?
Well, the main thing on any, zone play, lead play, pretty much any play is the double team with the offensive line. I mean, you can see the fit between me and Evan. You know, you want to see the two shoulders touching, and you want to see four numbers. You don't really see Evan's fourth number there, but that's what you want to see. You want to see flat backs and four numbers and a good fit with the offensive lineman. It's important to get to the linebacker, but the most important thing is removing that defensive lineman, and that's what we end up doing here on this play.
From the line of scrimmage. Okay, we proceed a little further, and then it's very clear, at least it is to me, that, okay, here you are right here, and here's somewhere in that mess is the guy you're blocking. You have taken over this block, okay? Evan's going and searching the second level. Not much there right now.
Yeah.
But you have taken over this block. And
yeah,
when you feel that, and you can feel it,
yeah,
what's going on in Josh Sutton's head right now?
Well, Coach Campman always talks about when you feel the push from the center, that's when you got to run your feet. And so the defensive line, he chooses my gap, and I feel Evan hit him. And that's when you got to start running your feet. And once he chooses me, then I just start running my feet and put him on his back there.
Well, I mean, that's the key point here. out of the picture on his back.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that had to feel pretty good, didn't
it? Yeah, that's a good block. Anytime you get a 300-pound defensive lineman on their back and out of the picture, it's a pretty darn good block in this league.
Do you feel like doing a Lambo leap or anything?
No, I'll save that for when Jordy scores, and I'll do my jumps.
All right, Josh, thanks for being with us.
Yes, sir.
Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week we ask you for your play or player of the game, hashtag McCarthy Show on Twitter. And this week, Mike, Eddie Lacy, 22 carries, 150 yards, and a touchdown. In your wildest dreams, did you think this rookie would contribute this much, this fast, this soon?
Absolutely. I mean, Eddie's a talented young man. I mean, we knew that coming in. Very fortunate to draft him where we drafted him. And he keeps getting better each week. And that's what I really like. You know, about Eddie and really about our young players that are getting opportunities right now. But I thought he played a heck of a game.
Mike, stats are stats, but one kind of jumps out at you because it's normally a very important statistic, and that's for a couple of weeks now you've been stuck on 7 takeaways. And that's very unlike you guys. Is that just an anomaly, or are you guys as a coaching staff thinking, hey, we got to do something about this?
Well, I mean, it needs to be an anomaly because it's something that with our players and the skill level of our players, the ball skills of our back end, I think is exceptional. I think it's definitely one of the better things that we do. But, you know, our coverage is, you know, as far as being tighter and getting your hands on the football, we need to increase that because it's not characteristic of how we train and the players that we have.
Mike, you worked in the offseason on better tackling. It was great. So far this year, some missed tackles on Monday night.
Definitely. We haven't had a staff meeting as far as going through the Bears game. We've shifted gears into Philadelphia, but I would definitely think we were, you know, plus 10, which is unacceptable.
Mike, has Andrew Corliss getting more opportunities in his blocking for the running game and his ability to kind of take on full-grown defensive ends, has that kind of helped the running game? He does a pretty good job of that, doesn't he?
No, absolutely. I mean, we haven't played a lot of football with an on-the-line type tight end, and Andrew Corliss gives us that. So, and that's why, you know, we do what we do from a formation standpoint. We keep our tackles on defensive ends for the most part. But when you got a tight end that can go in the backfield and, you know, do the lead blocking and do the cutoff blocking on the backside, but also duty on the line of scrimmage blocking. I mean, it's definitely a definite benefit for us.
Next up, we'll have our final segment and talk about the Eagles here on the Mike McCarthy Show. And welcome back on the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. It's the Eagles coming into town, and Mike, it's also a special day for you. It's your birthday on Sunday. Do you like coaching on your birthday? Yeah, happy birthday to Mike McCarthy. Is that a special thing for you?
What's that?
Is that a special thing for you to coach on your birthday? I don't know.
Mine's on Saturday.
Yours on Saturday. Well, happy birthday to Larry, too. How about that?
Want to exchange presents?
It's a special weekend for you guys.
Well, I just want to win. You know, it's this one's hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It's, turning 50. I've never really got into the birthday thing. You do for your kids, obviously, but it's birthday week. But 50 scares the hell out of me. I'm not going to lie. I feel very old, especially after losing to the Bears. But, it's Sunday's my birthday.
So. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Larry, too.
So Mike, just kind of a lesson for all of us, because you're setting the tone here, and it's clear your guys listen and adopt this tone of how do you handle adversity? You've been handed a bunch of it this year.
Well, I don't say I like it. I think it gives you a great opportunity to show what you're all about. You know, I just feel opportunity is what everybody strives on. It's part of being a professional athlete. It's part of being in professional football. So, these are the times you'll remember. Aaron Rodgers and I have this conversation a lot about, you know, those conversations one day sitting on the porch. So. Hopefully him and I will be able to laugh about this one, but it's an inside look of what football really is. I mean, it's overcome adversity every single play, every single game, and definitely every season.
Mike, good luck against the Eagles. Happy birthday. Hopefully it'll be good stuff to talk about on next Monday.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. And happy birthday to Larry as well. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.